Praise the Lord. This is Minister Kimberly Smith, the founder of theangelicpen.com, where the words of heaven flow from God's heart to your spirit. Today's devotional is called A Merry Heart, the Good Medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones, according to Proverbs 17:22. Isn't it a blessing that your Heavenly Father wants you to have a merry heart? He recognizes what happens when you're feeling sad, depressed, or wounded. His word even says that brokenness can hurt so badly until the effects of it can be felt physically. But to God be the glory. There is a flip side to being broken in the spirit, and that is having a merry heart. Just listen to some of the words that describe the word merry. Jolly, cheerful, festive, glad, gleeful, happy, joyful, sunny, cheery, laughing, lighthearted, high-spirited, and lively. Now, what I want you to do is write down three things that make you laugh or bring joy to your heart. It could be a particular TV show, doing a kind act for someone, singing unto the Lord, or listening to children laugh. I mean, the list is endless. A few of my favorite things that make me laugh are going on YouTube and looking at Family Feud's funniest clips or listening to clean comedians. Remember, laughter is good for you. The Bible says so. Choose to welcome laughter and joy consistently in your life. You'll feel better mentally, physically, and even receive the strength of the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." God bless you, and remember to visit theangelicpen.com, where the words of heaven flow from God's heart to your spirit.